This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Hey everyone, and welcome to what is your match preview. Our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers, traveling to the City Ground to face Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest at the City Ground. I'm here myself, Dave, and I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend,
David
Magic Moss. How you doing?
I'm fine, David. Fine, thank you.
And who have you got with you today?
I don't know. Sleepy, I think he's sleepy.
You got sleepy with you today.
Yeah, he's sleepy. Yeah.
Falling asleep on you. He loves you, doesn't he? He's giving him a bit of a cuddle. Anyway, so yeah, I'm visiting my dad to see how he is, and I thought we'd do a live show, a live preview. So if you're watching live, no advertisement, just come on and see that we're coming on. Great. If you're watching this up as catch up, fair enough. But we're going to be talking about the important game, of course, this weekend. 7 games to go now till the end of the season. And Wolves are travelling over to the East Midlands to Nottingham to face Nottingham Forest. Oh, we got Jimmy there who's logging in. He says, hi, from Switzerland.
Oh, well, what's his name? Jimmy.
He says Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy. Paul says, hello, Magic, my favourite supporter. How lovely is that? That's really nice. Anyway, so we're going to get stuck into it. We are going to be talking about the team. I'm going to be asking my dad a little bit more about some VAR. We've had some news about Gary O'Neill today and some Premier League stuff that's happening next year. So we'll talk about that as well during this preview. But first of all, do you want to get into some stats and facts about the game? And of course, we're going to give our
score
prediction.
What do you mean, stats and facts?
Do you want some stats and facts around the game?
Go on then.
Go on then. So, right, we've got some stats and facts that I'm going to read to you. So, here they are. So, Nottingham Forest, Dad, have won just one of their last 10 games against Wolves, drawing 4, losing 5, and a winless in all 3 of them in the Premier League. Obviously, they did win kind of on penalties in the League Cup last season, where we should have had a penalty, but let's not go about that towards the end. Wolves are unbeaten in their last 5 away league games against Nottingham Forest. I didn't realise this. This is a good omen. Winning 3, drawing 2 since a 3-1 championship defeat.
We've got to keep it going, though, haven't we?
In March 2003. Okay. 13, should I say. And also it said, no side has lost more Premier League games in 2024 than Forest 7. With only Burnley 8 and Sheffield United 7 earning fewer points than Forest so far in this calendar year with 9. However, Wolves have just kept 2 clean sheets in their last 32 Premier League away games. That's not great, is it? With both of these sides, those coming this season, a 1-0 win at Everton in August and a 0-0 draw at Brighton in January. And Chris Wood, because they have got a proper number nine striker, scored 12 Premier League goals for Nottingham Forest this season, only ever netting more in the 2019-20 campaign, 14 with Burnley, and only against West Ham, 7, as he scored more Premier League goals than he has against Wolves. He always scores against us, 6. He scored his first ever pre-Premier League hat-trick against us in April 2021.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the stats. Only Ollie Watkins and Liam Bailey with 7 have combined to have more Premier League goals this season than Nottingham Forest duo Anthony Elanga and Chris Wood, 6. It's the second most goal combinations for a Forest player, for a Forest pair in a single Premier League campaign since 94-95. So what do you think of the stats, Dad?
Sounds good, Dave. Sounds good.
Sounds good. So is it sound good?
What do you mean, sound good? Of course, it sounds good. We ain't lost against them.
Speak up a little bit, Dad.
We ain't lost against them, have we, for quite a few hours. So let's hope we can keep it going.
How's you and Sleepy feeling about that?
Yeah, if Sleepy's doing all right, don't go on, I'll get involved.
Well, we're going to talk more about the match, of course. But today, Dad,
yeah.
There has been this that's come out from the Premier League.
Oh, well.
Regulations and discipline update.
Oh, well.
It said Wolverhampton Wanderers manager,
yeah,
Gary O'Neill, has been charged with a breach of FA Rule 3E3.1 following the Premier League fixture against West Ham United on Saturday.
Yeah, don't worry about go on, you know, yeah.
It's alleged that following the completion of the fixture, his language and or behaviour around the match officials in changing rooms was improper and or threatening. He has until the Monday the 15th of April 2024 to respond to the charge. So basically, they're charging Gary O'Neill with being very angry after that 98th minute equaliser that was disallowed. Were you angry?
All the Wolves supporters were angry.
Were you angry? If you'd have seen the referee, you'd have seen that referee and you would have buoyed him, Would you have had a few choice words to say?
Well, I would have said what I thought, but I mean, no need for languages if he swore at him or anything like that. I don't know, but everybody was disappointed. But I can't understand that. Why?
Talk.
I mean, everybody in that ground thought that was a goal.
Even there,
hang on a minute. Even the ref said it was a goal.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the ref.
But
the ref didn't because he disallowed it.
Yeah. The
ref disallowed it after he'd been told.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, when VAR got involved, you don't need a ref because VAR make all the decisions because that was the goal, and the referee said it was the goal, and everybody else.
Yeah, but the referee.
Then the VAR got involved.
And
that's it.
The referee could have still said it was a goal. But he decided to agree with the VAR in the end.
Yeah, because I'm frightened to say anything against the VAR.
Exactly right.
And all I can reckon, you don't need the rep, you need the VAR. They can run the match. It upsets everybody. Everybody gets excited, thinks it's a goal, and then the next minute they turn around and say the VAR gets involved.
And how does that make you feel in the stadium?
Upset, and people don't...
Did it stop your enjoyment?
It's going to stop people from going. There's a lot of mistakes, but what does anybody say about VAR? Nobody criticises them, as I know to.
Well,
and their mistakes.
Well, Jeff Shee has come out, hasn't he, and said he's not happy as well.
Well, there's many mistakes, David, and I don't think you need VAR yourself.
Do you think goal line technology is a good thing?
I think that's a good thing. A little bit of offside. But no one is a blinking just a foot and a finger and he's offside. It's ridiculous.
VAR is not being replaced next season at all. Neil's coming up saying VAR's being replaced next season. VAR's not being replaced next season. But there is some news I've got to tell you today, some breaking news, which is shared on the Always Wolves socials. It says at a Premier League shareholders meeting today, clubs have unanimously agreed to the introduction of semi-automated offside technology. Let me finish. The new system will be used for the first time in the Premier League next season, and it is anticipated the technology will be ready to be introduced after one of the autumn international breaks. The technology will provide quicker and consistent placement of the virtual offside line based on optical player tracking and will produce high-quality broadcast graphics to ensure enhanced in-stadium and broadcast experience for supporters. Now,
it's like cricket and rugby.
Let me finish. So, basically, you remember the World Cup?
Yeah.
They had semi-automated offside where you had the players on the screen and you could see that rather than a line that they manually was drawn. So basically, that's what they're going to be introducing next year, which I thought worked well at the Premier in the World Cup, which will make it quicker. But it still wouldn't sort out the problem that happened at the weekend where VAR in Stockley Park then decided that the referee should go and have a look to see whether the player was interfering in play before he headed it into a net where the goalkeeper would have needed 10-foot long arms to even get to save it. But do you think that's a positive step? The semi-automated VAR? Because it's not replacing VAR. VAR's still there. This will be a bit of AI.
The main results, what he thinks, not the VAR, right? It should be the ref. Otherwise, you don't need the ref because the VAR keeps checking over. There's a lot of mistakes in all, but, you know.
Frustrates. And like we've talked about this.
People get excited and get a goal.
Well, they're hoping to do with the semi-automated offside is basically because one of the things we've talked about.
What does that mean? Well, I don't know.
Means that instead of them manually drawing the lines on in Stockley Park like themselves,
I think that's a good idea.
It's like artificial intelligence. They track the ball, and so that you know it was used in the World Cup much better. I think it'd be much better. It should make it quicker as well if it's coming in. Obviously, you know, you've still got the people, humans, using the technology. Because, I mean, like, you know, VAR isn't going away. It's here to stay.
But it needs to be improved.
I
think it's a good idea when they go, when you know, the ball thinks about the ball's over the line.
Stephen Asprey wants to know, do you remember the day when you could just celebrate a goal? I do. That was at Albion this year in the thingy. Leighton wants to know, we're going to Forest. Yes, going to Forest. And actually, myself and Paul from the Always Wolves fan TV, we're going to be in the Forest fan park from around about 12:30 on stage. So if there's any Wolves fans that are going to be there, give us a bit of support. Neil says, Mike as well, get Skynet. That's out of Terminator and stuff. I don't think AI is going to be worse, Neil, personally. I think if it helps speed things up, that's not going to be a bad thing. Like Carl said, the technology was used in the World Cup to great effect. Stinky wants to know, will Wang be back? Obviously, make sure you do subscribe to the channel on this because we will have the Gary O'Neill press conference here on the channel and the main points coming from that. And from Gary O'Neill said last week that Wang and Dawson were close. Dawson was in the match day squad. I'm hoping that Wang might be in the match day squad for this weekend, but we'll give you news on that tomorrow. Cyber Leader, we're all good, thank you. You know, who do you think is the most informed player for both teams? Well, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, that I'm not really following Forest too closely, but I do think Morgan Gibbs-White's been playing well for Forest. I also think Chris Wood's been playing well for Forest, and obviously Wolves, it has to be Ryan Aitnuri, really, who's probably the most informed. But we'll interesting to see the team. And we have got a little bit of something to share with you at the end of this video, so stay with us. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Whilst you're showing me, so Dad, have you got a score prediction?
Have a good.
We're going to get you a T-shirt with that on. Have you and Sleepy got a score prediction for the Forest game? Go on, Dad.
2-0.
Who to?
Who do you reckon? Wolves? 2-0, yeah.
No. Who's going to score the goals?
Oh, we'll have Coda. Is it Coda? Kuna?
Kuna.
Yeah, Kuna, yeah.
Mateus Kuna. And who else?
We'll have Tommy Doyle.
Tommy Doyle.
Tommy Doyle.
I'll give you my score prediction at the end also. But, Dad, have you got a song, first of all?
Yeah, I want a song, do you?
Carl wants to see a Magic Moss with a 2-0 T-shirt on. Are you going to buy that, Carl, if we get a merchandise with it done? I reckon people will buy. Guess what? 2-0. I reckon people would probably love that T-shirt. Right. Does Magic go to games? Yes, he does. He goes to all the home games later, and he goes to the occasional away game. So, Dad, take it away. What's your song? Go on in there. You and Sleeper.
What do you reckon? What? She was only 16, only 16. I loved her so. She was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We laughed and we screamed and do the little things.
You forgot the words.
And Wolves are going to win 2-0.
Okay, well done, Dad. A round of applause for there. Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, Paul Harris wants to know when was the last time we won 2-0. That's a good blooming question because, we don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to give you my score prediction in a little bit. But last night, Dad, I had the pleasure of going to an evening with Connor Cody, which was fantastic. And here is a picture with me and Connor after the event. Connor, we did a fans video when he left. And he got in touch actually via Instagram, my Dazzling Dave Instagram. And it was nice to meet him. He said hello and had a bit of a chat with him. Real top lad, really interesting night.
It's
a lot of stories, a lot about when he started. He joined the club, about how it ended, and his England call up and stuff like that. So it was really great to meet Connor last night. It was a really good evening. Nice food, great company, and I had the pleasure of actually by accident sitting next to a chap, I won't give his name, but he was worked at Wolves in the kit department from 1984 till he retired recently. Lovely chap. Got some stories, I could tell you. It was funny how I got ended up sitting next to him. So, it'd be fantastic at some point we could talk to him. But Connor was really great, and he had a massive reception. There was from the Wolves fans, a lot of love and appreciation. Yeah. And, obviously he still loves the Wolves. Says he speaks to Neves most days and a lot of the players and stuff like that. And he's got a lot of love for, he said it made him basically. And obviously he was there last night and it was great. It was really, really good. So,
very nice, Dave,
to finish on, my prediction.
I know what your prediction
Go on, Dad. What is it going to be?
2-1.
No.
What? It ain't going to be 3-1, is it?
No.
That fella says 3-1, but we're going
to we did a great. We did an interview with Wolfie, who's a Forest fan from Forest Fan TV. He's a character. We had a bit of banter. The video before this, if you've enjoyed this, check out that. If you enjoyed this, smash a like. But my prediction, I'm hoping we win 2-1 or 2-0. I hope we do. But because Forest are at home, they're desperate for the points. They probably want it more than us.
Want to win, David.
Want to win, but they are like desperate.
Yeah,
obviously with the injuries that we've got and stuff like that, and players coming back.
Cody,
I think there's going to be goals. I'm going to go with a 2-2, but I hope we win 2-0 or 2-1.
No problem.
Is that right, Jimmy? You predicted a 3-1 win for the Wolves today. Well, Jimmy, you know full well, you can clip it up and you can put it out there that on the video that we did, he predicted a 3-1 win to Forest, but he doesn't like to predict losses on his own channel because he reckons it's bad luck. Paul Harris, Carl's going for a 2-1. Paul Harris is going for a 1-1. Andrew Christie's going for a 1-1. Paul liked my shirt last night. A bit of Paisley going on there. And he also says that you should be number one in the charts. We keep on about recording. We should record an album, Dad. I think people would love an album of you.
Well, I was going to join the stage.
This is a little known story. Go and tell them about that, Dad. Tell them about it.
I had to go in the army because I was before chaps who was all led sending to sing and all the sort. I had to go in the army.
And you could have been in the Searchers.
I could have been in the Searchers. Yeah.
And he's like the fifth Beatle, but the fifth Searcher. He really is. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed this match preview. If you're watching it on catch up, leave your thoughts in the comment. Please smash a like because it lets YouTube know and everything know that you enjoy the content. And if you do subscribe, you can join in the chat and there's lots of different things. So and hit the bell because.
Don't forget to join him because if he don't, he gets on to moving.
Oh, by the way, where's Derek?
Oh, Derek.
We haven't mentioned Derek. Where is he? He's not been seen for ages.
No, he's all right. He's all right, David. He's all right. He's just a bit down at the moment.
He's still depressed.
But he won't because we're going to win Saturday 2-0, so he'll be out Saturday.
Yeah, Paul City, he's serious about the Searchers.
Yeah.
Crazy thing. So, yeah, we should get you you could be the oldest rocker in town if we did an album with your dad. Like, we could record an album, record. I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to have to get you in a recording studio and bring out a CD.
I wanted to be a singer, but it never happened.
So. Well, you get to sing here every week.
I wanted to be a brain surgeon.
You want to be a brain surgeon? Dad, absolutely poptastic. You bring entertainment.
It's all part of life.
We like to make a smile on your face and everyone's faces. Everyone loves you to bits. Me and him, we're going to be in Wolverhampton tomorrow because we're going for a cream cake and tea somewhere in the afternoon. I'm going to pick you up from Wolverhampton before we go home. So, if you're around, say hi. Jimmy says here you should do a duet with Robert Plant.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you and Robert Plant, take it. You could be a Christmas number one, Dad. How's that?
That'd be nice.
Forget Boyzone or all them sort of stuff, absolutely brilliant.
I like my music like everybody else.
He does, he has it on, he sings.
I got my CD, I play with music every day.
Absolutely.
Keeps me happy, so.
Fantastic.
And body out. You can't do it without music. Does it good for you?
It's good for the soul.
I remember the words.
If you can remember the words. Don't worry, when we get you in the studio, we'll have the words on the screen
That's
for
what
you.
They we'll do,
do that. Yeah, absolutely. Leighton says, Moss, we love you. Oh, and by the way, I will say, Mr. Magic Moss, he's got some chocolate. Let me show you something.
Oh, no, Davey, come on.
He's got some chocolates. He's had someone send him some chocolates today. I'm going to show the video from a lovely lass who's we got to meet today. I went to meet.
Hi, Dad. It's Keisha. I keep hearing lots of lovely things about you. And so I'm sending Dave with some chocolates. I know he's on his way to you right now. So I'm sending him with a big box of chocolates. And I'm looking forward to meeting you on most of Saturday and to give you a big cuddle and look forward to seeing you soon.
How lovely is that? So Keisha, Kezia, sent him a box of chocolates. And obviously we'll be helping at Manny's Samosa Saturday. And she helps out on that as well. How lovely is that? That was really nice, isn't it?
David, yeah.
So how many of these chocolates are actually left? Do you want to know? He's only just had them.
You're meeting them.
There's a fair few already gone. Can you see?
You want one?
Do you want one? Anyway, that was really lovely. Thanks to Kezia for sending out those. It's really nice because it's been a tough few months, but it's the love and support you guys give.
Yeah, I do appreciate it.
You really do appreciate it.
Yeah,
it really does.
It makes you a long world around.
It does. And so Lots of love to you guys. Hope you've enjoyed this preview. Please subscribe, hit the bell, smash a like on the video. Gary O'Neill press conference details coming out tomorrow. So if you hit the bell, you'll get notified straight away. We've got details on that. Obviously, we'll have all the stuff around the Forest. If you're at the Forest game, we're going to be in the fan park. Myself and Paul, Professor Paul, having a chat on stage about the game. So come over, get yourself a drink and some food and stuff. Come and say hi if you see us. And obviously, you know, hopefully Derek will be back for the next one.
He's really better.
Oh, and Chelsea is going to be doing the watch along as well. So this is her fifth one. Let's hope she gets a win because she was hot. You know, the VAR, if you watch the watch along back, it's a killer and everything. So, yeah, Paul says here, keep smiling.
That's right.
You're a star. Keep smiling. When you're smiling.
When you're smiling. The whole world
smiles with you.
When you're laughing.
When you're laughing. Dad, I reckon we could get you popped on Christmas number one. Absolutely. Guys, anyway, we're off now. Lots of love to you. And until the next one, always Wolves.
Look after yourself and everybody else.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.